So let's begin. We'll try to put things in order. So section one of the shiur was raising the question of mamoncha is part of the tzad hasheva, is one of the common features of all the mazikin, the fact that it's your mamon. And he noted how in the Mishnah, so the tzad hasheva just says dark on the hazik and shmiras on alecha. But if you look in the Rif, and we saw all of this in shiur, if you look at the Rif, and even in the Gemara itself, when the Gemara in Daf Gimel is trying to figure out what are the Rav Papa's toldos, which are lav kiyotze bo, and the Gemara starts comparing mazikin, it also highlights the mamoncha element. The Rif throws it into the Mishnah, the Gemara talks about it, that it's mamoncha. So the first section of the shiur was trying to figure out what is the role of mamoncha. Is mamoncha really a necessary criteria in order to be chayiv when your mamon is mazik? So there's basically two approaches in the Rishonim. There's the lav dafka approach and the dafka approach. The lav dafka approach is Tosfos, right? And we've seen this Tosfos in a few places, very explicitly on Daf Gimel, on Beis. Tosfos there says that when it says mamoncha in the Gemara there, it's lav dafka. It doesn't really need mamoncha. There's a Tosfos, I don't think he referenced it. There's a Tosfos on Daf Daud Amid Aleph also, when it's talking about Adam Amazik. So it also there raises the question, is Mamoncha in the Mishnah? We also referenced the Gemara that I think you guys did with Rav Yitz regarding Esho Mishumamono. And while Rashi thinks Esho Mishumamono means it literally has to be your fire, and if you use the Gachalos of somebody else, you might not be Chayav Mishum Esh. Toso says, no, Esho Mishumamono doesn't mean it's literally your Mamon. It doesn't have to be yours to be Chayav. So we have the Tosfos approach. The Tosfos approach is that when we say, even if you have Mamoncha in the Mishnah, because you're the Rif, the Gemara that mentions Mamoncha, it's Lav Davka. You don't need your Mamon. It does not need to be your Mamon in order to be Chayiv for Nizke Mamon. However, in the Nemuka Yosef, and the Rashi needs to be analyzed, but Rashi at least brings it up as a Kasal Kadaitach in the discussion by Eish, they learn that it really needs to be your Mamon. When the Mishnah says Mamoncha, even if the Mishnah doesn't say Mamoncha, but the Gemara says Mamoncha, that's because in order to be Chayiv, it needs to be your Mamon, your Shur, in order to be Chayiv. It needs to be, seemingly, your Eish. It needs to be your Bor. It's Dafka. Mamoncha is Dafka. And that's the big debate that a lot of the Shir was revolving around. Nizke Mamon. Does that mean it really has to be my Mamon? And when we say it really needs to be mine, the assumption is that we have Dinei Choshen Mishpat, we have Dinei Mamonos, things that I own. This is my shor. This is my boar. Oh, but boar, we said, is going to be a little of a problem because the boar is not yours. So, if you're Tosfos, very good. You'll say, all right, Lav Dafka doesn't really need to be yours. But those who are going to be the Dafkaniks, so they're going to need to say something about boar. He quoted this Tshuva Sarashpa, where the Tshuva Sarashpa says, a more boar is considered like yours. We saw a Rashpa, that where the Rashpa says that because you built the boar, so it's as if it's your boar. So, and at this point, we're assuming, what does it mean it's as if it's your boar? It means it's really your boar in Dine Momonos. It's really yours, because in order to be Chayiv, if you're the new Muke Yosef, if you're on the Dafka team, you need to really say that it's really yours. Now, I realize that's challenges with that, because why is the boar mine? Oh, the Torah made it mine. Okay, what do you mean the Torah made it mine? Is it mine or is it not mine? But if you're on the Lav Dafka team, you just say, all right, it doesn't really need to be yours, because no Nizke Mamon needs to be yours. If you're on the Dafka team, so then you're going to need to learn that for some reason a boar is considered yours.
And boy, one of the things that the Torah says that is kilo is yours.
Okay, maybe because of that. But the point is that you need to address that. You're going to need to explain why the boar is yours, because to be chayiv, it really needs to be yours. Okay. It's not that it makes more sense, it's that it's easier. If you hold it, you don't really need to own things in order to be chayiv. So the fact that the boar is not mine is not a problem. I don't really need to own things. But if you're on the dafka, you learn like the Nemuke Yosef, so then you're going to need to address that. The Nemuke Yosef on that first piece on Beis Amid Aleph, or whatever, Aleph Amid Aleph, does he address boar? Anyone remember?
Yeah.
What does he say? You guys just saw it yesterday, no? Nemuke Yosef, what does he say? So, look at Yosef. Doesn't that seems to be what he's referring to? Bor, no? The other one on Daf Yud?
No. Yeah.
Doesn't
he keep talking about Eish later on, like
them? Ubor nami. If you learn about Bala Bor Kar Yerachmana, VeEish nami Mamonohu Kidla Kamar. Right. So again, at this point, we're going to have to argue that Bor has to be yours. Oh, it's going to be some type of Chiddush. Seder, so it has to be some type of Chiddush. He then talked about there's a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rashba regarding Mamoncha by Shane and Regel. The Gemara there, well, remember what was the context of the Gemara there? We had a machlokas Tosfos and the Rashba? Where you... No, that's Hitzua. That's Hitzua, not that one. It was Mamid. Before we get to Hitzua, that's Hitzua. List him. Mamid, you're Mamid the Behema al Kamas Chaveiro. Right? So... So I'm bringing that up right now. So there's a discussion, why are you chayiv when you're mamid behema al kamas chaveiro? So Tosfos there, this was on Daf Nun Vov. So Tosfos says, you know what this is a case of? Why are you chayiv in that case? What did Tosfos say? You're chayiv because of? Shein v'regel. Excellent. Now realize, it's not your behema. You're mamid behemas chaveiro al kamas chaveiro. You take Reuven's animal, and you stand it near, and you sort of direct it towards Shimon's produce, so it's not your animal. Why are you chayiv? So Tosfos says, because of Shein v'Regel, because you caused it to eat in someone else's field. So you're chayiv because of Shein and Regel. Now, how can that be? It's not your animal. How could you be chayiv? So this is Tosfos l'shitoso. Tosfos holds Mamoncha is lav dafka. When we say in the Mishnah for the Rifs Girsa or the Gemara that needs to be your Mamon, doesn't really mean it needs to be your Mamon. What does it mean? Give me like another interpretation. When we say Mamoncha, it has to mean, it means something like you have control over it. Right. It's exactly. It's a chiv as if it's your Mamon. It's not literally your Mamon. And that's why in this case of Maimed Behema, Kamas Chaveiro, he says it's Shein v'Regel. But the Rashba comes, and the Rashba argues L'shitaso also. And what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says this. This is how he was interpreting the Rashba. The Rashba doesn't say this. The Rashba just says Yichai because of Adam Amazik. He doesn't say why he holds it to Adam Amazik, right? Right. No, but he doesn't say why it's not Shein and Regel. The suggestion of Rav Sacks was that the reason it's not Shein and Regel is because how can it be Shein and Regel? It's not yours. It cannot be a Mamon HaMazik if it's not yours. Because in order to be Mamon HaMazik, it literally needs to be Mamoncha. So then what is this? So the Rashba says, this must be Adam HaMazik. It's an extension of you because you're directing its mouth towards the food. It's as if you destroyed the food with your Yodayim. Why does he say like that? Why doesn't he say like Tosfos? So Rav Sacks wanted to suggest the reason he doesn't say like Tosfos is because he's on the Dafka team, which means you cannot be Chayev for Mamon HaMazik if something is not yours. So he wanted to say that the machlokes Tosfa Rashba about how to interpret this Gemara about Maimir Behemas Chaveiro or Kamas Chaveiro. Can you be Chayiv when it's someone else's animal? Those are just the same two shitas, the Rashba and Shuvas versus Tosfos and Dav Gimel, that we have this machlokes of does Mamon HaMazik literally need to be your Mamon? And as he pointed out, that there are many going to be very nafkamina. Like, for instance, in that case of Maimed Behemas Chaveiro, Al Kamas Chaveiro, what's going to be the obvious nafkamina? Rishus HaRabim. And he quoted that the Rambam, when he quotes this, he's not machalik between Rishus HaYachin and Rishus HaRabim. So if it's going to be Shein and Regel, it'll obviously only be Chayev be Chatzar HaNizach. If it's going to be Adam HaMazik, it's going to be Chayev everywhere. Okay, so that was really the first, I don't mean in terms of time, but that was the first half of the shiur in terms of setting up the issue. The issue is, in order to be chayiv for nizkei mamon, does it literally need to be your mamon or not? This reverberates into the interpretation of that gemara of maimed pehemas chaveiro al kamas chaveiro. First half of the shiur. The next section, I'm going to have more than two halves. So that was the first section of the shiur. The next section of the shiur was basically showing certain things that you would think would be rayas to answer this question, and how they're not really rayas. And in order to explain how they're not really rayas, he needs to give a whole lomdus shemahalich to explain what are the yesodos of these other things that we're bringing up, in order to explain why they're not a raya. So for instance, the first thing, and this is what he spent probably most of the time in the shir on, was the question of shomrim. A shomer, the Gemara says that the shomrim are nichnasu, the andaf memhei, the shomrim are nichnasu tachas habaylim. Which means that a shomer who's watching an animal, when a shomer gets an animal, so the shomer now is chayiv on any nezek that the animal does. Now there's an obvious problem with that. It's not his animal. Granted, you're in charge of watching the animal, but it's not your animal. And if it's not your animal, how can you be chayiv for nizkei mamon? This seems to be a great raya that for nizkei mamon, you don't have to have actual ownership of the animal. This seems to be a raya for Tosfos that mamon chazlav dafka, nizkei mamon doesn't really need to be your mamon. So he now spent a lot of time showing that the mechayiv of shomrim really has nothing to do with ownership. And we actually said this exact same yesod. We said it very quickly, but we said this exact same yesod in Shir. And I'll explain where we veer, where we said things a little bit differently than what Rav Sacks said. So Rav Sacks basically developed it like this. And this will be a very quick chazar of what we learned with Rav Shechter. There are things called milva ksuva b'torah and things that are called the milva she'ena ksuva b'torah. What does that mean? Tosfos in Kiddushin on Daf Yud Gimel says that a milva ksuva b'torah is, for example, nezikin. Nezikin's a milva ksuva b'torah. Milva she'ena ksuva b'torah is halva, loans. Now, wait a second. Halva is not written in the Torah? Of course it's written in the Torah. There are many psukim about paying back loans. So why is paying back nezikin called milva ksuva b'torah, and paying back loans is milva she'ena ksuva b'torah? So the Tosfos suggests, and with the interpretation of Rav Shechter, I believe Rav Sacks also learned by Rav Shechter, so there is a lot of Rav Sacks Torah that is also Rav Shechter Torah. So milva ksuva b'torah means something where my obligation to pay comes purely because the Torah was mechayev me to pay. And a milva she'ena ksuva b'torah doesn't mean that the halacha is not discussed in the Torah. What it means is my obligation to pay in this specific situation is not because of the Torah, it's because of me. What we've been calling in Shir throughout the year, a hischaivus midas. Meaning, the reason I have to pay back a loan is because the Torah said I have to pay back a loan. That's true. But on Tuesday, February, whatever today is, February 5th, 4th, the fact that if I borrow money from Eitan today, the reason I have to pay back Eitan, it's true, it's because of the Torah. But in this specific situation, the reason I have to pay back is because I decided to bring upon myself the dinim of Hava. If my animal goes in damages, I have to pay back, not because I accepted upon myself to pay, but because the Torah said, your animal damaged, you have to pay. That's the difference between a milva ksuva b'torah, where I have to pay because the Torah is making me. He used a few words interchangeably for this. Milva ksuva b'torah, or a shibud ha-Torah, or that the chiyuv comes from the Torah. That's all the same topic. Shibud means that there's a shibud on me from the Torah. Shibud ha-Torah. The Torah, meshabed, means I'm enslaved to. There's a lien on me. So milva
some sort of ischav medas though.
Why?
Because if you're poshe and you damage, isn't it obvious that you're chayv?
No, ischav medas means I am entering into an agreement with you.
Right. So if you're poshe, then
that's not an agreement. An agreement means I say to you, listen, let's make a deal. If you lend me money and then I'll pay you back, that's a deal. A haskem. He also used the word haskem. It's an agreement. My animal damages, it's not like I said to you, like, you know what, let's make a deal. I'll pay you money. No, it's that my animal damaged, and now the Torah says I have to pay.
And when you have, if you have a baby, yard,
if you have a baby, if you have a baby, so you have to be podet from the Kohen. It's not because you made a deal with the Kohen. The Torah said you have to pay.
And it's clearly making a deal with the whole world. Like, if I'm poshea and damages anything, I'm fine.
So that's not how Tosfos is looking at Nezikin. Nezikin is not looking at it as a social contract. Nezikin, he's looking at it that the Torah is mechayev you to pay in that situation. Okay, so that's milva ksuva b'torah, milva she'ena ksuva b'torah. What's a nafka mina between them? So Tosfos there brought down what nafka mina is. Shibud nechasim. Shibud nechasim means am only I obligated to pay, or is also my estate chayev to pay? Are my lekuchos, the people that I on a dioraisa level, meaning midrabanan, there's always an obligation. But is there a shibuta dioraisa? Midioraisa. Midioraisa, if someone borrows money and dies, his children are not obligated to pay back from his estate that loan. Midioraisa. Because if you hold shibuta, that's because this is the nafkamina we're bringing between Milva Ksuba B'Torah and Milshena Ksuba B'Torah. That's one nafkamina. If it's Ksuba B'Torah, then for sure there's going to be a shibuta on your nechasim. It's Milva Ksuba B'Torah. The Torah is Meshabed. If it's Milva Shena Ksuba B'Torah, it's a haskem. Haskem is between me and you. It's not between my kids and you. It's me and you. So there's no shibuta nechasim. Okay, that's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina, David, that he spent a lot of time discussing, excellent, was the question of a tanai. Can you make a tanai to not pay something in the Torah? So again, he said it's going to be dependent on if it's a milva ksuva b'Torah or if it's a milva shena ksuva b'Torah. What was that? No, this is something where this is something else that he just brought up, and then there's going to be lots of discussion about it. But tanai, if can I make a tanai if it's nezikin? I can't make a tanai that I'm not going to pay nezikin. The Torah is mechayev me to pay nezikin. If it's a halva, so then we can make tanayim. We can make a tanai and say, you know what, I'll pay you back half. I won't pay you back at all. We can make hesgames between ourselves. So, therefore, he said, let's bring all this back to shomrim. Why does a shomer have to pay if he's watching an animal and the animal gets killed? Why does he have to pay if the animal goes out and damages? Why does he have to take a shvuah? Said Rav Sacks that all of this is dependent on a heskeim. It's not a milva haksuva b'Torah. It's a milva she'ena ksuva b'Torah. Now, what do you mean? Shomrim has many psukim. No. The point is that the reason why I, as a shomer, need to end up paying is not because of the Torah. It's because I accepted upon myself the chiyuvei shmira of the Torah. The Torah didn't make me become a shomer. I decided to become a shomer. And when I became a shomer, I entered into an agreement with the person who gave me his animal. And therefore, when the animal gets out, let's say I'm supposed to be watching your animal and I fall asleep on the couch, and the animal gets out and it gets killed. The reason I'm paying is because I accepted upon myself the dine shmira. And his raya for this was the fact that you can make a tanai to get yourself out of some dine shmira. If this was a Torah-imposed shibud, if this was a milva ksuba b'Torah, I can't make a tanai. For example, if I want to be Makadi Shanisha, and I say, I'll marry you, I'll menas, that I don't have to pay share ksus and ona, the din is that we're married and there's no tanai. Ksuba staf nun vav.
It's a really big tosus.
Ona is marital relation obligation. So, share ksus and ona means that I accept upon my share ksus and ona. I agree to feed her. I agree to give her clothing. I agree to a normal marital relationship that a husband and wife normally have. Husband can't just say to his wife, okay, we're not going to have any intimacy with each other. No, you're obligated. If you're getting into marriage, you have to take upon yourself everything that marriage means, which means you're going to provide for her. You're going to provide for a normal relationship. So you can't make a tanai on that. You know why? Because marriage is not an agreement. It's not a hesgame between two people. The Torah imposes dinim of what a marriage is. It's a milva ksuva b'Torah in that sense. It's that I have, what? Nezikin is also a milva ksuva b'Torah. But shomrim is not. If I take upon myself, you know what, I'll be a shomer sachar, but I want to be pater from geneva v'aveda. If I want to be a shomer chinam and I want to be pater, that if something happens to the animal, right, the din of Torah is I have to take a shvua, and then I'm pater, I don't want to have to take a shvua. I don't like taking shvuas. So I agree to be a shomer, but I'm not willing to take a shvua. I agree to be a shomer sachar, but I don't agree to be chayiv in geneva v'aveda. The din is? The din is that I'm able to get into a shmira situation like that. I'm able to relinquish or absolve myself of obligation for Gneva Ve'aveda through a Tanai. So Tosvos, so I think it's a very long Tosvos on Nun Vav. Starts on one page, goes to the other. So there's a very long Tosvos on Nun Vav. And Tosvos there asks the question, how come by Ishus, you're not allowed to take a Tanai that you're not going to be chayv on Sher Ksus Vona? How come? Right, we all wish like we could just get through that Tosvos once in our life, right? No, we want to get through it many times, that Tosvos. So, but he was mamish holding in the Tosvos. So, that's true when it comes to Ishus. I can't make it tonight. How come by Shmira I can't make it tonight? By the way, the Shmira, it's an explicit Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Bava Metzia, remember what daf? What was it? Tzadi Dalad? Yeah. The Mishnah says explicitly in Bava Metzia, I want you to know that B'schus Chazrin the Shir last night, I realized that the set of Shas I got, the 9 volumes, is missing a few pages in Bava Metzia because I went to look up the Mishnah and I just got this Shas, right?
So you don't have it?
And it skips from like Ayin Zion to Tzadi Gimel. Or Tzadi Zion. So it's missing just a few pages, the page where this mission happens to be.
Every single copy?
No, I don't know, it's one volume. So I exchanged it with this set. I took one and it has the pages. It was just that one set. It was missing those 5 pages from the Shas. But the Mishnah there says that a Shomer Chinam can be Masneh, this is Bava Metzia Tzadi Dalet, that a Shomer Chinam can be Masneh, not to be Chayiv in Shvuah. A Shomer Socher can be Masneh, not to be Chayiv in Gnevi of Aveda. So Tosas and Ksubas Nun Vav asks, how can that be? How come by Ishus you can't take a Tanai, and by Shomrim you can make a Tanai? Says Rav Sacks, says the Tosfos. Because by the Shomrim he was not Meshabed himself. What do you mean he wasn't Meshabed himself? That's Tosas' answer. By Ishus he was also not Meshabed himself. Says Rav Sacks, no, what Tosas is saying, he's not just saying he wasn't Meshabed himself. He's highlighting a fundamental difference between Ishus and Shmira. What's the fundamental difference? Nun Vav in Ksubas. What's the fundamental difference between Shmira and Ishus? That Ishus is a Milvah Ksuba B'Torah, it's a Shiba D'Oraisa. You can't make a Tanai on that. But Shmira, you can make a Tanai on Shomrim. Because Shmira, the Yisod of Shmira, is that it's a Chayvus Midas. He also used this to explain how the Shvua of Shomrim is fundamentally different than the other Shvua D'Oraisas. Okay, this you might not have caught this point because we haven't done these sugyas, but there are 3 shvua d'oraisas in halacha. One is a shvua eid echad. That means that if I say Eli owes me money and I have no proof, so I can't be mechayev Eli to pay if he denies it. But if I bring one witness that he is chayev, I still can't get the money out of him because how many witnesses do you need in halacha? 2. But lo yakum eid echad might be lo yakum to take away money. But he is come with shvua. It could be mechayev Eli to take a shvua. So midio rice, he takes a shvua, then he's pater. He's nishpa v'niftar. He takes a shvua and he's pater. But he needs to take a shvua. Why? Because I have one witness. That's one type of shvua d'oraisa. This is classic. The reason I'm going through this is just classic stuff. You need to know this. There's 3 shvua d'oraisas. All 3 of them are nishpa v'niftars. You take a shvua and you're pater. You should know that. What? Yeah, I think I'm switching the order purposely because I think it's more organized to do. I mean, well, I don't want to say more organized, but to me, this is a better way to do it. They're all called nishpa v'niftar. This is like a note card you want to like make for yourself. Nishpa v'niftar means you take a shvua and you're pater. There are some shvua d'rabbanans where you're nishpa v'notel. You take a shvua and then you collect. But mid-Yoraisa, all the shvuas are nishpa v'niftar. So the first one is eid echad. Everyone got eid echad? Understand what it is? The second type of shvua is a modem mixas. I say, Zach owes me $100. Zach says, I only owe you 50. So I can't be mechayiv him the other 50. I don't have proof. So he's going to pay me 50, because he was modan 50. The other 50 he's putter on, but he needs to take a shvua. He needs to take a shvua that he's putter on the second 50. That's called a modem mixas. The yesod by both of those shvuas, those first two, yeah, the yesod by both of those is that I have a taina chashuva. I have a very strong taina. And that's mechayev you, Eli, or Zach, to take a shvua. Why do I have a strong taina by eid echad? Because I have one eid supporting my taina. I'm saying you owe me, you say you don't owe me. So it's one versus one. I now bring in one aid, so I have a taina chashuva. But modem mixas, why do I have a taina chashuva against Zach? Because I said you owe me $100, and what did he say? You're right, I owe you 50.
Right.
So he just supported me. He supported me in a certain degree, because he's clearly admitting that there was some type of transaction between us, and he owes me something. So that strengthens my claim. So he has to take a shvua against that. But now, what's the third type of shvua d'oraisa? 3 shvuas, you got to know this. 3 shvua d'oraisas. Eid echad, modem mixas, and shvuas hashomrim. What's shvuas hashomrim? Shvuas hashomrim means I'm a shomer. I'm watching Benji's ox. And there's a crazy thing happens. There's a flash flood. And I see his ox just like being swept away. You know, I'm waving as his ox just gets swept away. Now Benji comes the next day and says, where's my ox? And I say, oh, it got swept away by a flood. So he says, yeah, right. You probably stole it. Pay me. And I say, no, I promise. So I have to take a shvua. And when I take a shvua, that I didn't take it myself, that there was really an onus here, so I'm putter. Now, why do I have to take a shvua? Because he has a taina chashuva? He doesn't have a taina chashuva. Anyone who has a taina chashuva? I do. Why? Because he's not in a position to know what happened to the ox. He was on vacation. He was in Italy. He has no idea what happened to the ox. The only one who could possibly know what happened to the ox is me. Because I was there. So if anyone's in a stronger position, it's me. And yet I have to take a shvua. Why do I have to take a shvua? Not because he has a taina chashuva. So said Rav Sacks. Why? Because I was mechayev myself to take a shvua. It's part of my ischayvus of shmira. Shmira is this big, fat package that as a shomer, you accept upon yourself. If I enter into a situation where I'm a shomer chinam, or a shomer sachar, I am accepting upon myself. What am I accepting upon myself? That I'm going to pay if there's geneva v'aveda? That I'm going to take a shvua if there was an ones? It's not because you're mechayev me in a shvua. It's because I'm mechayev myself in a shvua. I accepted shmira upon myself. Okay. He even brought a really nice diuk for this. You know, actually, you know, before we get there. Right. 1 second. So, from here, he didn't do it in this order, but from here we'll ask the question. Wait a second. So the yisod that we're basically saying, remember, let's go back to what our original question was. Our original question was, doesn't the fact that shomrim are chayiv, isn't that an indication that what? It doesn't need to be mamoncha, because shomrim are chayiv. The way we're deflecting that raya is by saying that the reason shomrim are chayiv is not because of the regular parsha of nezikin in the Torah. I'm chayiv when the animal I'm watching damages, not because nizkei mamon, but because kacha kibalti al atzmi. That was my hischayvus midas. Has nothing to do with the world of... We're trying to bring a raya for how does nezikin work in Kol HaTorah Kula. You can't bring a raya from shomrim, because shomrim is different than nezikin in Kol HaTorah Kula. If I am an animal owner and my animal damages, why am I chayiv? Maybe because it's my mamon. If I'm a shomer and the animal damages, why am I chayiv? Not because it's a mamon, because I was mitchayiv. I took upon myself. Milva shen ksuva b'torah. Hischayvus midas. Heskeim. I agreed that if this animal damages, even though I'm not really chayiv maybe because it's not my mamon, I'm willing to foot the bill. I'm willing to pay. That's part of the chayvus midas. Now all of this raised a little bit of a problem, because how are the shomrim then on Rav Chiya's and Rav Oshaya's list of mazikin? From the fact that they're on the list makes it seem like shomrim are like all other instances of nezikin in Kol HaTorah Kula. And the whole yesod that Rav Sacks was trying to sell us was that shomrim are different. Shomrim are because of ischayvus midas. So how in the world are all of these shomrim on the list? So we also asked this question when we did this sugya. So how did we answer? So first we'll say what Rav Sacks said, because we also suggested that answer. And then we'll mention the answer that we gave in Shia. Rav Sacks' answer was that you're right. In general, shomrim are not mazikin. They should not be on the list. If a shomer sachar, the animal gets stolen, and he's chayef to pay, that's not why he's on the list. It has nothing to do with dinei nezikin. When is a shomer on the list? If the shomer is posheya. Because the Rambam has a lashon that a posheya is a mazik. If I'm watching your animal and I'm posheya and your animal gets damaged, it's as if I was mazik your animal. That's why shomrim are on the list. Shomrim are on the list because they are mazikin when they're posheya, which means that we've now just created a chiluk within shomrim. When a shomer loses the animal because of geneva v'aveda, he's chayiv because of his chayiv midas. If the animal goes out and damages, he's chayiv because of his chayiv midas. When he takes a shvua, he's chayiv in a shvua, not because it's a taina chashuva, he's chayiv in a shvua because of his chayiv midas. But if he's posheya and the animal gets damaged, why is he chayiv? Because he's a mazik. Because he's a mazik. Because he himself is a mazik. Because he didn't watch the animal properly. And that's why it's on the list.
How come there are all different types of shomrim on the list?
Oh, so that was the question I asked Rav Yitz after Shir. According to this, if you remember, Tosfos writes you know, socher shouldn't really be on the list because socher is either a shomer chinam or a shomer socher. Why didn't Tosfos answer and say this yisod, or why didn't Tosfos ask a different question? Why are all four shomerim on the list? Really, it should all be one, because the chiyuv by all of them is only according to the yisod because of the pshia shibo. Now, in shir, we gave a different answer. Anyone remember? What did we say in shir?
No.
But I'm saying if this halach is true and Tosfos accepts it, then you're right. Then we would expect Tosfos to say. Hold on a second. What did we say in shir? We said that this is a raya that the lists are not mazikin, that these are instances of nizikin. That was why we said that you sowed in shir. That maybe the list of Rav Chiya and Rav Oshaya are not lists of mazikin, because shomrim are not mazikin. There is chayvus midas. We use that exact term in shir. Okay. One second. I just want to share with you the diuk that he brought, and then we'll end this section. The diuk he brought is a very nice diuk that the Mishnah over there says in Bava Metzia and Tzadi Dalid that a shomer sachar can accept upon himself that he's not going to be chayv in gneva v'aveda, and a shomer chinuk can accept upon himself that he won't take a shvuah. Why not that he takes upon himself that he won't be pat chayiv on pshia? Why isn't that what the Mishnah says? That the answer is because a shomer chinam cannot absolve himself through a tanai for pshia. Why? Because pshia is not as chayvus midas. Pshia is from the Torah. You're chayiv on pshia because you're a mazik. If a shomer is posheya, he's not chayiv because of his chayvus midas. He's chayiv because of the Torah. Okay.
Doesn't that mean?
Not sure. I think you can. You mean why are all four in the Mishnah? Well, I mean, Tosfos also said. Tosfos just pointed out. You know, really, it's three, even though we write all four. So I'm just pointing out that it's really one. Then it's not that it's really three, and we write all four. We write all four, but it's really one. Okay, so I don't know. Tosfos doesn't.
One is different. Why just leave
it out? Right. I see. I would have just written shomrim.
Yeah.
Why Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar? Because for all of them, it's only the Chiyav of Pshia that's...
Why do you write
Pshia and Shomer? Pshia and Shomer. Okay, Seder.
Doesn't the Pshia aspect of a Shomer... Because of the Pshia, he's now technically a Mazik. So isn't that a good proof that Lav Dafka Mocha?
Why?
I mean, because now it is in the world of Hezek.
No, but here he's Adam Mazik. If you're a Shomer and you're Posheya, you're Chayav for the animal because you're Adam Mazik. Adam Mazik's not shy to this question. Okay. That's why I said the name of the shir was very, was not exactly precise. The name of the shir, that it was about Adam Mazik. No, it was Dafka, not about Adam Mazik. It was Dafka about Momon Mazik. Well, it doesn't say Arba Avos Nizik. It says Arba Avos Nizik.
It's saying that it's only a Mazik when he's Poshe.
Right.
But the other times that he's
it's because of the Chayus Midas, right.
Then we're limiting the word Mazik to,
right.
To a real damage.
The Rambam says, Posheya Kimaziku. Posheya is Maziku, yeah.
The answer to John's question is that each level of Pshia in each Shomer
is unique.
Yeah.
The Pshia is the same for all of them.
No, it's not like.
Of course it is.
Something for Shomer is more Machin than it's Pshia.
But by Shomer Sachar, you're Chayiv on Gneva Ve'aveda, not because it's Pshia. Because it's Gneva V'Aveda, you're Chayiv.
No, I'm saying only in the Pshia aspect. The only Mazik for being Pshia. And you can see with routine, Sholo, Shomer, Chim, Shomer, their level of Pshia is different.
Is it? Why? Why is it a different level?
More Chayiv, more Machin, or Sholo.
In terms of what's considered... No, we're Mechayivim on Ones, but those aren't because they're Pshia.
Maybe you would say that Pshia is
okay, I don't know. We'll have to learn about Metzia and then figure it out. Okay, the next... Yeah. It's geschmack, though. It's geschmack. How can we do it quickly? It's very geschmack.
Well, what's the whole big deal about the Shomer taking a shoe or the ball taking a shoe? Like, what's the big deal about taking a shoe?
What do you mean? Part of the din of being a shomer is that you have to take a shvuah. Where does that obligation to take a shvuah come from? Is that the Torah imposes it on you? Or is it because of your package that you accepted by becoming a shomer? The main yisod here we're saying is that kimat all the dinei shmira except for pshia, kimat all the dinei shmira are on you when you're a shomer because of his chayvus midas. And therefore the fact that you're chayv when an animal damages will not be a raya to nizikin in general. It's a special, unique situation. And the next section of the shir, which I'll do a little quicker, was just another possible raya, and that was ganav and gazlan. If someone steals an animal, and the animal goes out and damages, he's chayiv. Isn't this again a raya that something does not need to be your mamon in order to be chayef? Seems to be a raya that mamon is lav dafka. Because a ganav, a gazim who steals an animal, he's chayef the animal damages. It's not his. So isn't this a raya? So again, he took us into a whole other area of shas to show that that's not the yesod of God. Right up until now, like for the past 20 minutes, half an hour, it was all about shomrim, and you learned all these great yesodos about shomrim. But that's not really our topic. It's true. It ended up coming back to Bava Kamma because we used it to analyze Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshaya's lists. But when it comes to Ganav and Gazlan, so here the yesod of why it's your chayiv when the animal damages is not again because of the general parsha of Nezikin. Right? Maybe if I just would write it in the... You've got the general world of Nezikin. Why are you chayiv? Does it need to be your mamon or lav dafka? Your mamon. Then we said, oh, what about Shomrim? Shomrim is not...
Is lav dafka mamona the same as pshia and shomrim?
No. Lav dafka shomrim, milo, means it does not need to be your mamon to be chayiv. That's not why you're chayiv in the Torah. So we're going to have to explain that. But it's not because it's your mamon. It doesn't need to be your mamon. So we thought within the world of Nezikin, we thought that Shomrim is within the world of Nezikin, and now we're saying that Ganav and Gazlan are within the world of Nezikin, and if they're within the world of Nezikin, we should be able to use them to understand Nezikin, and the answer was no, Shomrim's not Nezikin. Shomrim's its own thing. Schaibus midas. Ganav and Gazlan is also, we're going to say now, not in the world of Nezikin. Understand, if I steal an animal and it damages, isn't that Nezikin? No, that's not Nezikin. That's because, well, it is Nezikin, but it's not a raya, because there's something called Kinyani Gazela. Kinyani Gazela means that when you steal something, the Torah makes it yours to a degree. That's a very funny thing. Why should it be yours? Just because you stole it. Right? If I didn't steal it, let's say I steal your iPhone, normally there might be rentals charges for an iPhone. If I have your iPhone for a month, I should have to pay you for all the use. No, it's mine. When I steal it, it becomes mine. What is the world? It means. What does that mean? That it becomes mine when I steal it. That. The Torah makes it yours. It's called Kinyani Gazela.
Where is that?
That's all of... Wait, I mean, where's that come up? That's all of Meruba and Gozel. All second half of Bava Kamma is all about Kinyani Gazela. It's all the discussions about Yeush. Is Yeush Kona? Is Yeush not Kona? These are all part of the bigger world of Kinyani Gazela. So then it really becomes yours, right? So we're Kinyani Gazela, that's why I don't mean Yeish is for specifically for Kinyani Gazela. It's all part of this big discussion of, does it really become yours at some point? Does it own, before it becomes yours, it's still yours for Kinyani Gazela. What's the whole idea of Kinyani Gazela? The whole idea of Kinyani Gazela is the Torah wants to be mechayev me if something happens to the object. Let's say I steal your iPhone and then an ones happens. A lightning bolt comes and strikes your iPhone. I should be putter. It's an ones. Why would I be chayiv? If I was a shomer, I'd be putter. Because it's ones. So why now that I'm a gazlan am I chayiv? The only way to be mechayiv someone on ones, that's the yesod that we're assuming. You can't be mechayiv someone on ones. So how can you be mechayiv someone on an ones? It's got to be, the only way to do that is to make it mine. If I have a car, and the car gets destroyed by a lightning bolt, who loses out? Me. Why? Because when there's an ones, the only person who loses out is the owner of the object. So by making me the owner of the stolen object, it's a way, it's a mechanism to make me chayiv when an ones happens. And now, when it's time for me to pay you back, I'm not going to be able to say, Harei shachal afanecha. I'm not going to be able to take the broken iPhone and say, oh, here's your broken iPhone. No, the ones that happened to me because I became the halachic owner through Kinyani Gazela, and now I'm going to have to pay you back. As a ganav, I'm going to have to pay you back brand new iPhone. So the whole institution of Kinyani Gazela was there in order to protect the Nigzal. In order to lahamchish, to illustrate this whole idea of Kinyani Gazela, and that's the way to be mechayev on ones, so he brought in the whole discussion of Adam Hamazik. Now, if I understood correctly, the whole reason for bringing this in was really just to illustrate this idea. It's not directly related to our sugya. We know that Adam Hamazik is chayev on ones. How do you know that? Mishnah Chavav. What does the Mishnah say? Adam Uliola. Petza tachas petza. L'chayev al ones. Kiratzon. Good. So, how can an Adam be chayev an ones? So, there's a machlokas Tosos Ramban, which we've learned already. Tosos says, you're not really chayev an ones. You're chayev on small onuses. But Einach Hanami, a real ones? You're not chayev on a real ones. Why? Okay, we'll see in a second. But the Ramban argues. The Ramban says, you're chayev on a real ones. Even an ones gomer, you're chayev on. Where's that Ramban? Bava Metzia? Pei Beis or Pei Dalet? Pei Beis. So the Ramban says in Baba Metzia that you're chayv on ones gomer. What's the machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban? We discussed this in Shir. What's the machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban? This nekuda we didn't point out. So Tosfos, he said, the whole machayev is, it's coming from the world of Shmira, as the Gemara itself says. Adam Shmiras Gufo Olav, that diuk. That the Gemara says Shmiras Gufo Olav, which means that the whole yisod of Adam Amazik is that I have an obligation to watch myself. If I have an obligation to watch myself, so we might raise the ante. Maybe I have to watch myself better than normal when you're watching your animal. You have to do a real Shmira Ma'ula. But at the end of the day, if it's an honest Gomor, can I be Chayiv? No way. You can't be Mechayiv someone. Tosos, you can't be Mechayiv someone in an honest Gomor if it's rooted in Shmira. What does the Ramban hold? The Ramban apparently holds that it's not rooted in Shmira. It's just a Gzeiras HaKosov. It's a Chiddush HaTorah. The Chiddush HaTorah is Petza Tachas Petza and Adam is Chayiv on Ones. Oh, but he couldn't have guarded against it. You're right. He couldn't have guarded against it. That's the Chiddush of Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik is Chayiv on any Ones that happens. One second. So therefore, why did he use all this? He was using this to show that you can't really... This was all a side point. It just happens to be, I think, it just happens to be that we're learning Bava Kamma. But he's just used this to use as an example how if you're really talking about an Ones Gomor, unless you have the Chiddush HaTorah of the Ramban, that Adam is Chayiv on Ones Gomor, in general, when you're talking about normal worlds of Shmira, you can't be Mechayiv someone on Ones Gomor. You just can't be Mechayiv someone on Ones Gomor. And that's why the only way to be Mechayiv a Ganav on Ones Gomor is to say the Ganav is the owner. To make him the owner, Kinyane Gazela. So when you're that, no, that's what do you mean? That's only within Tosos.
The Ramban wouldn't agree to that.
The Ramban, right? Well, the Ramban, no, the Ramban, what the Ramban said by Adam Amazik. You mean he would agree though that a Ganav, a way to make a Ganav Chayiv Anonis is to make him the owner.
He wouldn't say that that's the owner.
You don't, right? It wouldn't be the only way. It could be that there's a Kasav like there is by Adam Amazik. But the point that he was trying to make was when a Ganav steals something and it goes out in damages, it's true you're Chayiv. Oh, but it's not your Mamon? What's the answer? It is your Mamon. Why do you mean it is my Mamon? The Torah made you the owner. Kinyane Gazela. The Torah made you the owner. So even if you want to learn, like the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, that it needs to be Mamoncha, Ganav is not Akasha. Because by Ganav, it is your Mamon. Because the Torah made you the owner. Now wait a second. Now wait 1 second. If Tosos is really right, this is also just a little bit of a side point, but it's sweet because it has to do with everything we've been talking about. We just said that according to Tosfos, the yisod of Adam HaMazik is that you have a chiv shmir on yourself. And that's why you can't be chayv on ones gomer. Wait a second, but a shoel is a shomer, which means it's rooted in his chiv shmira, and he's chayv on ones gomer. How can he be chayv on ones gomer? You just told me you can't be mechayv someone on ones gomer. So he said, exactly, it's either half hour ago or 10 minutes ago. We have to say about Shoel, one of the two Lomdish constructs that we just introduced. Why is a Shoel, this is why it's very beautiful, because it all comes back onto itself. Why is a Shoel Chayiv on Ones Gomor? Either because that was his Chayivus Midas, that's part of the package of being a Shoel, that I know you're not going to be able to guard against Ones Gomors, but you accepted that upon yourself. Or it's because we're going to borrow this concept from Geneva of Kinyani Gazela. We're going to say that the Torah made a Shoel an owner in the object that he's guarding. When I'm a guardian, I'm watching Benji's ox, so I'm just watching it. It's not mine. But when I borrow his ox, borrowing it is that I want to use it. It's like I'm an owner. I want to borrow it. I want to use it. So it's like I'm an owner. So if I'm like an owner... So what happens when an owner's object gets destroyed, even when an Ones Gomor? He loses out. That's the whole reason why a Ganav and a Gazlan are Chayiv on Ones Gomor. If I steal your object and it gets destroyed, why am I Chayiv? Because the Torah made me an owner, and the owner loses when the object gets destroyed, even if it's an Ones. So a Shoel is also Chayiv when an Ones Gomor happens. Why? Because the Torah made the Shoel Ki'ilu, he's an owner. So we have two Lomdish constructs to explain a Shoel, either because of a Schaibas Midas, or because the Torah makes you into a owner. And he brought a great raya from this. The Gemara in Psach, it's just so sweet. a great raya for this from Psachim. The Gemara in Psachim says you can't be over in Bal Yerov Al Yimatze unless something's yours. Shelcha iata roeh, ava ata roeh shel acherim. You can't be over on Bal Yerov Al Yimatze, owning chametz. You can't be over on that unless what? Unless it's yours. Now the Gemara says that a shomer who's watching chametz is over on Bal Yerov Al Yimatze. How can that be? It's not yours. So Tosfos comes and says, we're dafka talking about a shoel. We're dafka talking about a shoel. That's a great raya. That what's pshat? Why is dafka a shoel? Because the Torah's mechadish that a shoel becomes an owner of the object. And that's why a shoel is chayiv an ones. And that's why a shoel can be chayiv on bal yerov bal yimatze. Because when you're a shoel, it's ki'ilu you're an owner of the object. Just like the Torah says about a ganav, you become a quasi-owner. That's why you're chayiv an ones gomor. A shoel is also a quasi-owner. So we're getting big yisodos here in shoel. A shoel is a quasi-owner, and because he's a quasi-owner, give me two nafkamina. Number one, he's going to be chayiv on ones gomor. Number two, he's going to be chayiv on bal yerov bal yimatze. Okay. That was the end of the third section of the shir. There's only one section left. There's really a fifth section, but I'm not really going to talk about it. Because he did it very quickly, and he didn't really develop it. I'm going to introduce the introductory point about it, but I'm not going to go through all the nafkamina. So, hold on 1 second. So let me just summarize what we've said so far. Section one was, does Niske Mamon really need to be your Mamon or not? Machlokes Muki Yosef Tosfos. And we saw how that reverberated into the Machlokes. The section one was, does it need to be your mamon or not? Machlokes Nuke Yosef and Tosfos. And we saw that this had a hashlacha into the sugya of Maimid Behemas Chavero Al Kamas Chavero. Is that really mamon amazik or is that adam amazik? That was section number one. Section number two was shomrim. Is there a raya from shomrim that you could be chayiv on niske mamon even when it's not your mamon? And the answer was, we have no raya, because shomrim is not rooted in regular nezikin. Shomrim is as chayvas midas. And we use that to explain lots of things about shomrim. Third section of the shir, ganav and gazlon. Is ganav and gazlon a raya that you don't need to own it? And the answer is no, because by ganav and gazlon, you do own it. Kinyani gazela make you into the owners. And we use that also to explain shoel. Okay, last section of the shir. Last section of the shir is perhaps a little bit to explain. I wasn't sure exactly if he was introducing this as just a whole new way of looking at things. One sec, you'll listen to the tape. Was the last section a new, how did you understand this? Was this a new perspective, or is this really trying to explain a little bit what it means, the side that says lav dafka mamon?
I thought he was redefining what bialus is.
Yeah, but I'm saying, is this like a new approach, or is this to try to highlight for us a little bit what one of these approaches were? So it's either explaining the side of lav dafka mamon and still be chayv, which someone asked here. I think Jonah asked.
I have a model where it's lav dafka and still.
We still have what? What do you mean?
He said. And in the shir, he said we've now proved that we see a model where it's lav dafka actually mamon, yet you still chayv to take for tashlumi nezek.
What's the model?
When we show that the Bialus is not the Torah made us, and you're just not actually...
By Ganav and Gazlon, you mean?
No, by Bor.
Oh, you mean by Bor? You mean what we're about to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay, so the fourth section was a discussion about Bor, and really not really even so much about Bor. It really started with the sugya of Hotziu Listim. What was that?
It could be Mamon, like Mamon by... When you guard something, it's like it's your Mamon.
Well, this is what I'm not sure about. Was he saying, listen, I fooled all of you. I said that there's two different opinions. There's lav dafka mamon versus dafka mamon. And really, this is not really two different approaches. There's really like this new definition of mamon. So it's not really mamon. It's really like morphing these two together into this new mahalich. That's what I think he was doing. Unless he was really still keeping the stilik and giving the explanation on the lav dafka mamon side. But that's what I thought also. I wrote bir chadash in my notes. I wrote a new explanation of bialus when it comes to nezikin. And it started with the sugya of hotziu listim. Okay? But the reason why I was choshesh that he was really explaining this is because we're going to get this from Tosfos. Tosfos is on the lav dafka mamon team. But the sugya is hotziu listim. Somebody steals someone's animal, and then the animal goes out and damages. So the Gemara says that he's chayiv. So the Gemara says, well, that's pashut, because he took the animal and he damaged with the animal. Gemara says, no, he actually never touched the animal. He didn't take the animal. He just let the animal out. He stole the animal, but he wasn't ever kone it. And it went and it damaged.
He's chayiv.
And he's chayiv in that situation. So now wait a second. If you're a mamon guy, I think we just found the raya against you. Because here it's not your mamon. And how did we get out of the previous rayas? So one, we said, it's a schaivus midas. It's shomrim. This is not a schaivus midas. I did not accept upon myself to pay for damage this animal does. I just stole the animal. You're going to say, so then look at the Geneva case. Why is a ganov chayiv when the animal damages? Because of kinyanei gazela. He didn't make any kinyanei gazela. He didn't touch the animal. There was no kinyanei gazela. So the reason why everything we talked about until now is important is because it's an exhaustion of the possible ways to explain this Gemara. You might want to say, maybe you're chayiv because of a chayivus midas, like we said by Shomrim. Can't say that. You want to say that you're chayiv because of kinyanei gazela? Can't say that. So what's the deal? How come in the case of otsiu listim, why are the listim chayiv on the damage that the animal does? So Tosfos...
Then why does it say steal that?
But you didn't actually steal it in the classic way of stealing. That's the Gemara clarifies that. The Gemara says, you stole it? Okay, so of course you're chayiv. And the Gemara says, no, you didn't steal it in the classic way. So if you didn't steal it in the classic way, that's the million-dollar question. Why in the sugya of otsiu listim, why are you chayiv for the nezek that the animal does? Comes Tosfos, and he says a beautiful chiddush. He says that even though it's not yours, it's yours for nezikin. Just like we said by Geneva, it's drawing off of that idea. Just like by Geneva, the thing called Kinyani Geneva, and it becomes yours. By Nezikin, it becomes yours. Now, when we say it becomes yours, we don't mean it becomes yours in a Choshen Mishpat kind of way. It doesn't really become yours. What it means is, let's read the Lashon of Tosfos. What was it? It was Nunvav, Amun Beis? Nunvav, Amun Beis, no?
Yeah.
Nunvav, Amun Beis. Toso says like this. Listen what he says. Kavan. Kavan shotziyam rishus bailim. Shahayu chayuvin bishmirasan. Since you took it out of the bailim's rishus, and they were the ones who were chayiv in shmira, and now ena bailim yicholim l'shomra. Now they can't because you took it from them. Yesh al hagazan l'shomra. The Torah always asks, who is the closest party that has the ikar chayiv shmira? Dilinyan nezikrin ikru bailim, call me shibiyado lishomra. Whoever is in the number one position to be guarding this animal is called the bailim for the world of nezikin. Tosos just mechadish a brand new concept of bailus when it comes to the world of nezikin. In nezikin, bailus does not mean you own it. It could be somebody else's animal. Bailus means that I am the primary responsible party for this animal.
Even though he stole it, he's so small.
And therefore, even though he stole it, and there was no eschaivus midas, and even though he stole it, and there were no kinyani nezikin, which would make it his in dinei choshen mishpat. It would make it his in dinei momenos. If you had kinyani gazela, it would be yours in dinei momenos. No, it's not yours in dinei momenos. But it is yours in the world of nezikin. And Rav Sacks suggested that this whole Chiddush of Tosfos is really rooted in the statement of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael tells us, that there are two things that are not really ours, but the Torah makes it as if they're ours. What does that mean? So the way he understood that was, they're not really ours in Dinei Choshen Mishpat. Like for instance, by Chametz. You're not learning Pesachim right now, so I'll say this in 2 minutes. I listened to the shiur like twice yesterday, so I got all the lines.
Is that the reason why all the shomer could be in the
Lesser Grove? Hold on one second. Let me just finish this point, and then we'll talk about it. So by Chametz for Pesach, there's a little bit of a problem, because Chametz on Pesach is Aser Bahana. If something's Aser Bahana, you don't own it. If you try to be Mekadesh Nisha with Chametz on Pesach, she's not Mekudeshes, because it's not yours in Choshen Mishpat. So then how can I be Chayvim Bal Yirah Bayim Matzeh? By Yerubba Yimotzeh, we already said it has to be yours. It has to be yours in order to be chayiv and by Yerubba Yimotzeh. L'chosh ata lo'avei ata ro'a shel acherim. So how can you be chayiv on by Yerubba Yimotzeh for chametz if chametz is asur ba'anah and it's not yours? So the Ramban answers and says that Enochanami, it might not really be yours in Dinei Choshen Mishpat, But when it comes to the Isser of Chametz, is the moment that in the Lashon of the Ramban is, and we're going to actually learn this, Mirtz Hashem, in Kayetzman, because Kayetzman, we're learning Masechas Pesachim, and this is probably one of the first sugyas in the Masechta, is the question of Bai Rabbi Motzei. And the Ramban says, as soon as it's Nichale, as soon as you want it, the Torah is Mechadish, that it's yours regarding the Isser of Chametz. To just want something without making a kinyan on it does not make it yours in Dinei Choshen Mishpat. But in Chametz, in Dinei Chametz, even though it's not yours because it's an Isser Hana, if it's Nichale B'Kiyumo, if you're happy that it exists, the Torah makes it yours. This is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yishmael. Use that also to explain why Bittul works. Because normally Bittul, unless you learn it that it's mamish, an expression of Hefker, you can't just say like, oh, this Chametz is dumb. This Chametz is like Ofer. Okay. If you learn that that's Lashon of Hefker, later, then maybe you did Hefker. But if it's Hefker, you might need three people to do Hefker. There could be a whole procedure in Halacha for Hefker. How can it just be Bittul Belev? Midioraisa, Bittul Belev is enough to just inside your heart say, I don't want this Chametz. It's because you don't really own the Chametz. So just like you don't really own it, you can also get rid of it with just in your heart saying, I don't want it. What do you mean? I don't want it in my heart? That's not Hefker. The Ramban says, you're right, it's not Hefker. But rather, what's the reason why Bittul works? Because there's this abstract ownership when it comes to Chametz. The fact that I want it makes it mine only in order to make me chayev on the Isser of Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh. But it's not really mine in Choshen Mishpat. Agav, the Ramban, uses this to argue on Tosos that we brought up earlier. When the Gemara says that a shomer can be chayev and Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh, so we had to come on to Shoel and say a whole chiddush that a Shoel, the Torah makes a Shoel into like a miksas owner. The Ramban says you don't need to say all these chidushim, because the whole nature of Chametz is that you don't really need to own it. Granted, the Shomrim don't own the animal that they're watching. You don't need to really own it in order to be over on Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh. You just need it to be Nichalei B'Kiyumei. And therefore, if a Shomer, it doesn't need to dafka be a Shoel. It could be any Shomer, even a Shomer Chinam, a Shomer Sachar. If it's Nichalei, so he becomes the owner regarding the Isser of Chametz. So, this, again, he's just bringing everything back. No, there's two places in Halacha where we find that. One is by Chametz. And now, when it comes to Nezikin, we'll say the same thing by Bor. Bor is not yours, because it's in Rishus Arabim. How can I be Chayev on it? I thought it needs to be my Mamon. So we would say, well, wait a second, maybe this is an Aftamin. This is a great Raya that it doesn't need to be your Mamon. But Tosfos, the Rashba, for instance, said it's Ki'ilu, it's your Mamon. What does the Rashba mean in the Tshuvas when he says, a Bor is Ki'ilu, it's your Mamon? So the Chiddush that we're saying by Nezikin is that granted the boar is not yours, but the Torah makes it yours. Why does the Torah make it mine? By Chametz, the Torah made it mine because it was Nichali. How does the Torah make it mine? Because I created it. Because I created the boar, it's still not mine. It's in Rishus Arabim. Right? If you go into Rishus Arabim and you take a park bench and you carve something, you carve it into a statue, or a tree in public property. You go and you carve it into something. It doesn't become your tree because you made it. The Chiddush HaTorah is if you made a bor in Rishus Arabim, granted it's not yours in Choshen Mishpat, but it becomes yours regarding Dinei Nezikin. And he brought a beautiful raya. It says on Daf Mem Tesamid Beis at the bottom, right, we've seen this Gemara, and if we haven't seen the Gemara, it's Tosos on Daf Beis Amid Aleph, where, by Onshin Min Adin, where, what does it say there? Al Iske Kriya Balo. Kiyiftach, kiyichra, why does it? What does it mean? Al iske kriya balo. What does balo mean? It becomes his. What do you mean? It becomes his. You'd say al iske kriya chayiv, because you dug it, you're chayiv. So Rav Sacks said it's mamish mfurish in the Gemara. By digging it, it becomes yours. Once it's yours, you're chayiv on it because it's niske mamon. Niske mamon. So our big question we asked originally: does niske mamon need to be yours, or does it not need to be yours? The answer is yes. What do you mean, yes? It needs to be yours. But not what you think means yours. You think yours means choshen mishpat, ownership. How are you going to explain bor? The answer is it doesn't need to be yours in choshen mishpat. It needs to be yours in dine nezikin. In nezikin, how does something become yours? Okay, if you own it, it's yours for dine nezikin also. Good. So if it's your animal, you're chayef. But it doesn't need to be your animal. The haraya, hotziu listim. Tosfos on Hutzilus, the Nun Vavamid Beis. What do we see from Tosfos Nun Vavamid Beis? That even if it's not yours in Dinei Nezikin, in Dinei Choshen Mishpat, but if you're the immediate guardian, if it's your obligation to guard it, you took it out of the shmira of the Bialim, and you took upon yourself shmira now, not because of Shaivus, but you're the primary responsible party, it becomes yours regarding Dinei Nezikin. And so too, that's the Yesod of Bor. That's why by Bor, Rav Yishmael says, the Torah makes it, Ki'ilu, it's yours. That's the Yesod. The Yesod is that in order to be Chayiv Aniske Mamon, it needs to be yours in Dinei Nezikin. Shane and Regel, if it's my animal, it's mine, because it's mine in Dinei Choshen Mishpat. For sure, it's mine in Dinei Nezikin. But even when it's not mine, Hotziu Listim, even when it's not mine, Bor. Bor is also not mine. But because I made it, the Torah makes it into my mammon. And that was, and therefore, I think what he was trying to say was that both Nemuka Yosef and Tosos, they're not really arguing. Everyone agrees that it needs to be yours. But it needs to be yours regarding the special bialus of Dinei Nezikin. Now, the last thing that he mentioned was to note that there seems to be an exception to this. And that is Eish. Eish is the mazik where you don't need bailus necessarily. You know, you're going to have to square this with the man damer, mishum chitzov, and mishum lemono. But by Eish, the mechayev might be the fact that you like digging it. But see, by boar, there's two stages. Because you dug it, it becomes yours. Because it's yours, you're chayev. So the Torah calls you the bala boar. So you're chayiv because it's yours. Oh, it's not mine in Choshen Mishpat? Okay, that's what we just spoke about for the past hour. We made it yours through the fact that you dug it. But by Eish, the fact that you lit it is what makes you chayiv. Not because you become the owner of the Eish. Etzem the fact is the Pasuk calls you the Mavir. And he said this is a Tosos Chachmei Anglia in Psachim, where Tosos Chachmei Anglia ask, probably in like very good medieval English, they ask, now wait a second, hear ye, hear ye. Why did Rabbi Yishmael only include Bor and Chametz on Pesach? What about Eish? Eish is also not yours, and yet you're Chayiv. Right? Tosu says it doesn't need to be yours in order to be Chayiv. So that was Tosu on Chaf Beis. It doesn't need to be yours in order to be Chayiv. The answer is, even for the Mandam Eish Mishum Amono, doesn't need to be yours in order to be Chayiv. So the answer is that Eish is very different. Don't try to throw this shtickel at me and say, oh, well, Eish isn't really yours, but the Torah makes it yours because it's yours or Gabi Nezikin. No. Eish, the Mechayiv, is that you're the Mavir. And he brought two nafkamina for that. The fact that Eish is all dependent on the Mavir, as opposed to all other Nizke Mamon, which is about Bailus. The two nafkamina he brought were when you do it with the help of somebody else, or Lipsa Ruach. And the other nafkamina that he brought was the question of Kimla Yudravamine. So I'm not going to go into those nafkamina right now. That's how he ended the shir with this discussion about Eish. He did it quickly, and I'm not going to go into all the details of that right now. But Kimla Yudravamine. But I will just point out that one of the things, when we went into the shir, if I would have asked you, what's the one mazik which is unique, you probably would have said Bor. Because we learned that Rashba on Daf Beis, where the Rashba says Bor is unlike all the other mazikin. Because the mechayiv is the fact that you made it. He's ending the sugya, and he said this is a 50-page article in Rav Gussman. He said that Eish is really, see, Bor really ends up being like all the other mazikin. The fact you made it makes it your mamon, and now you're chayiv on it because it's your mamon.
It's not yours yet. Before the Torah makes it yours.
Right, before the Torah makes it yours. But Eish is the exception, because Eish is chayiv because you're the mavir. Shalim yishalim ha-mavir es ha-be'era. Okay, that was our quick 15-minute summary of Rav Sacks' shir yesterday, and I think that we learned so many major yesodos, whether it's in Shomrim, whether it's in Gezela, but the main yesod of Nezikin ends up being very quick. We actually said almost all of this, but we said it in like 20 minutes without all of the development. Meaning very early in the year, we said that this discussion about Mamoncha is really not so much of a machlokas. And we talked about Asata Torah Kilu. And if the truth is, even if you look at that Nemuka Yosef, I'll just end with this point. Well, I mean, it's that you read Tosfos into the Nemuka Yosef. I mean, listen to what the Nemuka Yosef, now that you read the Nemuka Yosef, listen to what the Nemuka Yosef says. That's why when I looked at it before, I was like, ooh, okay, I'm not going to talk about this to the end of Shir. Look what the Nemuka Yosef says. Shmirasan, shenishayavta b'shmirasan, machma shehem emoncha. So you're chayiv because they're your mamon, or it was given to you l'shamran. What does that mean? It's chayiv midas. Oh, she'asita behem maisa she'chayav techa b'shmirasan, which is sounds like or it's like hotziu listim. And again, when you go through the Nemukah Yosef, it's saying a lot of these yesodos. The basic yesod is, if I would have asked you, Benji, do you need to own it? In this game moment, do you have to own it? What would you have said? You would have said, well, you have to either own it or you have to have made it because the Torah makes it into yours. That's basically, you know, the final line is basically just Rabbi Shmuel. It needs to be your mamon, but the Torah makes it yours. And all that we're really clarifying is that when we say the Torah makes it yours, we don't mean it makes it yours in Dinei Choshen Mishpat. There's a special, I think we in Shir, I mean, I'm sure, it was definitely on the Makoro sheet. We saw this Tosos on Nun Vav already. We were on a very early Makoro sheet. This Tosos on Nun Vav and Beis, you remember? The end, yeah, that's the part we quoted. Those last few lines, that it becomes like yours. We talked about this on Daf Beis and Aleph, and we talked about Bor.
About
a mamid behema? So that goes back to what I alluded to before, which is that there's no real raya in the Rashba. Again, I read it quickly yesterday. There's no real raya in the Rashba that's why he's arguing with Tosfos. And it's very likely that that's not why he's arguing with Tosfos.
Then it can't be Shein Rego, because it can't be Shein, because it says that you chai from Mitzas.
He says in there it can't be Shein? In the Rashba?
Very Mashma.
Yeah, it is Mashma. Why? What does he say?
I think he says it's not like, he brings a case of Shein, and it's not like that case.
Yeah, why?
In Ketzer Rego.
Yeah, why?
Because it's not like, because you're chai there. You're
over here, it was the case of Ketzer Rego, where you brought it close to the side, and then an eight.
Yeah, but it was Sidi Erechava, yeah?
And the Kire of it. Okay. Over here, you mamish stuff it right in front.
And that's why it becomes other mamazik. But it's not because of the mamon out. Right, it's a different case. It's a different case in Mitzias. It's not because it's not necessarily because it's not because of mamon. It's not necessarily why. Okay. I was going to say everyone.